Okay, it's easy to moan and groan over your tax form, but believe me, it could be worse. Jacob Goldstein of our Planet Money podcast introduces us to one of the unsung people who spend their professional lives laboring over every word on those forms.
If you find your tax forms hard to understand, don't blame Bob Erickson. He did work at the IRS for decades, but he was just a messenger who had to deliver a very complex message.
My job was to make sure that the tax forms and the instructions were clear and as easy to understand as the law will allow. I didn't say easy to understand, period, because Congress, in many parts of the law, they make it very complicated.
There were a few things Erickson and his coworkers did to make things easier. One, don't make people do lots of math all at once.
People were saying that our instructions were too complicated. They were very short, but they were too short because we expected people to do maybe three different kinds of math all on the same line.
You know, one of those things that's like take A, multiply it by B, divide by 3, and then subtract 7. And it feels like one of those magic tricks where whatever number you start with, you end up with 9. The solution, Erickson discovered, break the math up one step per line.
Little baby step by baby step.
Besides making the numbers simpler, Erickson made the words simpler, sort of.
To bring something down from the 12th grade down to the 8th grade, this is a true story. We changed the word self-employment tax to just the initials SE tax. Because if you call it SE tax, there are fewer syllables and letters. So it lowers the grade level, believe it or not. It's easier to pronounce, and once you're told what it means, it may be easier to recognize it.
Also, acronyms save space, and space can be tight. On the 1040, the basic tax form that about 150 million people file every year, there are these lines where it looks like they're making the font just ever so slightly smaller.
Yeah, that's called condensed font. It's the same height, but the width is narrower. We're squeezing it.
The 1040 just barely fits on 2 pages. Erickson says that is by design.
You could make the form a lot longer, but it would certainly require a lot more paper. That's going to cost a lot more money to the taxpayers printing something out on their computer.
Millions of people do still print out paper tax forms. And Erickson points out printer ink is expensive. Jacob Goldstein, NPR News.